Hello, this is Stephen St. Croix. I'm here at Sound 80 doing a demonstration of the Marshall Time Modulator. And while doing this demonstration, we will be showing you such special effects as drum tuning and flanging and automatic double tracking, and just try to give you a cross-reference of what the Time Modulator can do for you. Before we go on any further, there's a couple things that I want you to know about what you're listening to. The most important thing, I think, is that you should be aware that this entire event is being performed onto a two-track rather than all multi-tracked up and touched up. It's being done live, and there is no signal processing being done at all other than the time modulator. There's no reverb, there's no compression or limiting or anything, so we're just going straight down. So the stuff that I'm going to do now for you, you should be able to do very easily. For those of you who already have a time modulator, we've laid this thing out so that you can listen to what we're doing and have a look at the patch sheets enclosed and probably get a good bit more out than you were before. For those of you who don't have a time modulator yet, we think this may spark your interest. The first thing I'm going to show you is automatic double tracking. There are a couple points that I want to cover about that right off. One is that there is a right way and a wrong way to do automatic double tracking. The wrong way is how it's been done before, and that is to delay a signal and remix it with the original signal and call it automatic double tracking. Well, it just isn't. It's a delayed signal remixed, and it sounds it, and it doesn't take very long for someone's ear to pick up on the fact that it's just a straight delay remixed. And there's a right way. The key to the right way is to listen to what really happens in a studio. Someone goes in, puts a vocal track down, rewinds and overdubs a second vocal track. Now, he never gets that second track perfect. It's a little sharp, then a little flat, and then it comes in and out of time. Sometimes it's really tight, right on top of each other, and sometimes it's spread apart. Well, these errors have to be introduced to do a realistic multiple tracking. So what I'm going to do for you is, as I talk, I'm going to start bringing in a detune on my voice and the other track. Now what we've got is automatic double tracking. Now, the key to this is that the second track is being detuned and spread apart and brought back together by the internal oscillator on the time modulator. Now, this detune and error is very, very important for keeping the second track warm. Now, what I'm going to do is hold one note, or one ah, and let you hear the two tracks beat as they go in and out of tune with each other. I wasn't doing that, the time modulator was. Okay, well, I mean, I was running out of breath, the time modulator was detuning me. Now, years of research has shown us, many years of research, that as nice as automatic double tracking is, automatic triple tracking is even better, especially when each track is detuned separately. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust these tracks a little bit. One, two, one, two, tighten them up. You have to bear with me here because I'm turning the knobs, as I said, while I speak. Okay, I'll put them about there, and I'll drop in the third track. Okay, here it comes. Now there are three tracks. Now each one of these tracks is being detuned separately. Now, this effect really picks up if it's done in stereo. So we're going to give you a little spread and drop this out and show you a straight feed in the other channel, and do it in stereo. Okay, now again, you can cross pan full right and full left, or bring them in a little bit. It's just strictly a matter of taste, but it's a lot warmer and a lot fuller in stereo, even the doubles that way. Okay, we'll drop out of this and get into something else now. All right, we're going to go on now and play with some instruments so that you don't have to just listen to me talk for 20 minutes. Rather than go into long raps before each example of why the time modulator is the only one that can do this, or why it's so much better and all this, I'm going to let you read those raps, because I assure you that all that information is enclosed in the little package that we've assembled for you. So I'll just go into the effects, give you a really short description of how they're assembled, and just point out the things that really should be understood about them. And if you want to know more detail, then just read the stuff. The first things that I'm going to show you are a series of flanges. Now, this is not going to be done strictly live because it's really not too realistic for me to sit there and play drums and turn the knobs on the time modulator at the same time. So what I've done is, earlier today, I've beat up on some drums and recorded that in mono, and then I'm going to play that back and live turn the knobs and do the processing. The first thing I'm going to show you is negative flange. Now this is the flange that cancels the low frequencies. It cancels all the bottom when you get up to the top. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play back a drum track that I taped a little earlier, and I'm going to give it to you dry for a bar, and then crack in the flange from the bottom up on a negative flange. Then I'm going to switch over to a positive flange, and you'll hear the low end come in when I do that. Now I won't be talking when I do it because I'll be turning knobs instead of talking. So I'll just turn the knobs. You'll hear the bottom come back in at the top of the flange. That's when we switch over to positive, and then I'll sweep it all the way back down to the bottom, and we'll get out and go on to something else.
This is 4. Wait a minute. 4.
You're looking at me like you want me to do something. Now, for those of you who went, well, yeah, it flanged, but I want flange. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to give you something called resonant flange. And what that is, it's a regular flange, but resonated. We'll crack up a drum track, and I'll show that to you. Hello, I'm back. The time modulator has two delay lines in it, and if you set one for a long sweep range and one for a tight sweep range, and sum them and feed them back, you get a stuff called... Wait, I have to look at the piece of paper. Called negative killer flange. Oh, yeah. Back yet again. Now, this is the last of the flanges, so those of you who have gotten tired of flanging, the end is near. This is positive killer flange. Now, those of you who know me know that this is my favorite effect. Now we're going to do some things to a guitar. The 12-string guitar is going to have various things happen to it. Now, rather than my do the effect and stop and tell you about the next one, I'm just going to do various things to this guitar, including vibrato and some Leslie-type things. It's a 12-string guitar, mic'd and gone directly into the board. There's no plate or anything. Okay, we'll crack the guitar in, and here we go. Thank you. For those of you who are a little more daring, I'm going to show you two types of arpeggio. One's going to be on a guitar, and one's just bizarre. Here they come. There is a rather raunchy electric guitar coming up, and it's in here for a reason. It's showing you an experiment with modulation of ambience. It's one time modulator again, panned in stereo, and remixed, and then on auto sweep. And the guitar is just put through it, and, well, you'll hear the results. Now I'm going to do something called pitch quantizing. What's going to happen here is the time modulator is going to remove the pitch of my voice, or anyone's voice, and replace it with its own generated pitch. As it comes in now, you'll hear my voice begin to go to a total monotone. Now this is the effect of pitch quantizing. If you turn the knob on the time modulator, you'll find that the output pitch changes, remains in a monotone. In fact, if you control it with a synthesizer keyboard, you have great control over about a 1-octave range of the pitch used, a very similar effect to a vocoder. Back to something for those of you who are into the bizarre. Going to do something called an arpeggio, which you've heard before, but you haven't heard it on a voice, and I'm going to take that into an effect called time dump, which you can find on your patch sheet. As I speak, I'll do that, and we'll get into the mist, and you can hear the mist looming, shifting up, and I'm shifting down, and I will let you convince the mist. Well, this is amazing. You're still listening. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little more musically oriented. What I'm going to do is tune a snare. Now, I'm going to do this with the time delay control, but you can plug a synthesizer keyboard into the unit and tune the snare with the keyboard. Now comes drum slap and the such. What I'm going to show you is loudness enhancement. I'm going to give you a good clean delay, really close, and this is going to kick that drum up. And then I'm going to start separating it into a single slap, and then I'm going to add a triple slap and spread them apart and then get out. Okay. Well, you made it this far. It's very late here now. Everything we've shown you so far, well, everything we've shown you because we're almost through, has been done live with no other special effects, as I said before, and with only one time modulator, which, by the way, isn't even running warm. That's just my comment to the digital people. If you are the proud owner of two time modulators, I'm sure you've already discovered things such as locking the control voltages together and driving one up while you drive one down for stereo crossband, Haas modulation, and zero cross flanging. If you get 2 units, you could rule the world. If you had 2 units and a 50-50, you could probably rule the universe.
What's a 50-50?
Well, I'll tell you. If you look on the last page in the little book, you'll find a press release on a new product called a 50-50, and that'll explain the whole thing. It seems we've reached the point of the last demonstration. What we're going to do is show you a reverb. This reverb is done with one-time modulator. The patch is in the book along with the other patches. First, I'm going to just dial in a little short duration reverb and give you a highly sophisticated musical example. Da 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 da. And then go for a longer reverb with a similar complex score. Da 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 da.